Hello and welcome to day 10 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. And this week we continue looking at John chapter 17 as Jesus is praying to the Father. And in the verses we're looking at today, Jesus is specifically offering up intercessory prayer for his disciples. And he says the following in verses 11 through 13. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That, of course, is referring to Judas. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Now, there's a lot there that we could dissect, but in its simplest form, really what Jesus is doing is he's praying and asking the Father to protect his disciples, to protect them. And that's our prayer tip for today. Each day we offer up a prayer tip to help you in your prayer life. And today is, take time each day to pray for protection. Pray for protection. When we talk to the Father, it's the Father who protects the family. And so why wouldn't we, as his adopted sons and daughters, pray to the Father and ask for protection? And very specifically, Jesus is praying for protection in three ways. He's praying for protection from the world. He's saying, protect them from the world. All right. Later on, he would say that they're in the world, but not of the world. And it's true for us here today that we are in this world, but we're not to be of this world. We are heavenly minded, eternally focused. And so our values are going to contradict with the values of this world, and the world will not always like it. And the temptation will be for us to cower and to not stand up for what we believe. And we need to, in love, in the right gentle spirit, in a loving way. But we need to. And so that's one of the things we should be praying for is protection in this world. Secondly, he prayed for protection from unhealthy relationships. Notice that he prayed that they would be one, that they would be unified. And if you've read the Gospels before, you know that the disciples were not always unified. In fact, quite recently, they were bickering about who would be greatest in the kingdom of God. And so Jesus was praying that they would be unified, that they would have healthy relationships. And then thirdly, he was praying for protection of their joy, of their joy. That's how he ends that in verse 13, that they would have joy. What a great thing to pray for. So as we think about praying for protection in our own lives and in the lives of the people that we love and care about, those are three things that we should consistently be praying for. Praying for protection from the world, protection from unhealthy relationships, and protection for our joy. Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength," right? We need to be joy-filled Christians. Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, rejoice. And no matter what the world throws our way, no matter what suffering may even come our way, we can still have joy. We won't always be happy, but we can always have joy, that inner peace, that working of the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit, joy is. And we need to be praying for joy. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for this reminder that you are the one we pray to ultimately for protection when we're fearful, when we're feeling anxious, to come to you for protection, Father. And so I pray that for myself and for those that are watching this or listening to this, Father, protect us, Father, from the world. Protect us from unhealthy relationships in our lives and protect our joy, Father. Preserve our joy, Father. May we truly be able to say like Nehemiah that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow for day 11 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.